Prodigy Radio Entertainment presents Behind the Curtain with your hosts, Jane Harris and Kathy Barrett.
Hey, everybody. Behind the Curtain is a show about how we travel down that not-so-yellow brick road of life. But we're not doctors, we're not psychologists, just regular people sharing our ups and downs and what we do to make it through the day.
Yeah, I've got that. And we cover thought-provoking topics. And we have a unique and inspirational guest, and we invite you to call in and reveal what's behind your curtain. And that number is 714-409-0539. We'd love to hear from you. And listen, life is something you shouldn't have to do alone. We're here, and as your new BFFs, we invite you to join our party. Today our topic is calming the Godzilla in you.
And we have, I love that. It's such a release. We have Dorothy Steinfeld, the program director of the Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center, joining us to discuss how meditation can calm the beast within. And she will also be guiding us with a special on-air meditation. And, of course, Cosmo Girl, that girl about town, will be back to share her Zen tips.
Woohoo! Sounds like a fantastic show and topics. So let's get right into it. That's how I sounded when I got up this morning. Did you record me? Did you have a microphone under my bed or something?
I did. Richard let me in, and I didn't want to, you know. I just thought this sound is too good. I must record it and play it for the show.
Well, you know, we're going to reveal our Godzilla moments. And, God, my Godzilla rears its head so many times during the day. I'm trying to pick one. But I did have one moment yesterday with my dentist. And I remember laying in the chair, and I reared up like a Godzilla. You know, I was like... And because I'm having these implants done, and I think that they've kind of have done them not right... And the whole thing about this is, and this is my whole big issue, and what really gets my Godzilla going, is when people make a mistake and they don't own up to it and they don't apologize. Drives me crazy. What is that? I said to her, you should be a politician. She said, oh, I'd never make a good politician. I said, no, you would, because you're unable to say you made a mistake and apologize. What is this in this culture that this happens? It drives me insane. Am I kind of like the only one here?
No, not at all. But it activates some kind of wound for you when that happens. That's your trigger, right?
Oh, okay.
So then what comes? What happens from that? Something triggers you, and then what happens? How do you feel? What do you think? What do you do?
Well, I just really get, like, I feel this fire coming out of my mouth. You know, talk about Godzilla. I love the way you came up with this name, Godzilla, because that's exactly, it's like this, I like my, all my body goes tense, and I'm like ready to, you know, kill somebody. Mm. You know, God forbid thank God I don't carry a gun, you know what I mean? But, you know, one thing I do, and do I have time here just to put in something what I know happens
sure.
to the brain?
Sure.
Okay. So
sure.
In neuroscience, which you know I love, my study around neuroscience, actually what happens is the old part of our brain, which is called the lizard brain, called the amygdala. It's a very old part of our brain. It's all about survival. When that gets triggered, it covers our higher thinking, our new brain, our cortex part of our brain, where we do all our higher thinking, with all these horrible chemicals that have you want to fight or freeze. You know when you say, I'm so mad I can't think straight?
Yes. Absolutely.
Then that is that. Because those chemicals, they just want to shut. They don't care whether you think, you know, nice thoughts or whatever. They just want you to fight or run or freeze.
Well, that's good to know. That's really good, because that kind of helps us pause and get back in touch with our brain, which takes us out of the emotion for a second. Do you know what I mean? So we can like regroup. So that's really some excellent information to share, I think. That's fascinating.
And what about
actually.
You?
I didn't know you were such a brainiac, darling.
You didn't know I was what?
Such a brainiac.
Oh, such a brainiac. Now, we have some callers in line. I just want to recognize them, that I know that they're there, and we'll be with you in just a few minutes.
Oh, we're so excited to have callers today. Let me tell you about my beast. I'll try to make this as quickly as possible. My Godzilla gets triggered when I think I'm being talked about. It's as simple as that. It's like sometimes a very simple action or even the way someone says something can activate this wound I have around trust. And I begin to feel like there's a conspiracy against me. I swear I can make up stories so much. I can propel myself into this bizarre state of paranoia. And I can laugh at it now because it is kind of funny when you think about it. But when you're in the thick of it, it's really, really horrible. But as soon as I embrace that imperfection and admit, oh, boy, honey, this is an issue for you, it takes the sting out of it. So I don't have to waste hours obsessing about she said, he did. It's almost like it reminds me of this energy. I get a visual of its equivalent to Godzilla in the movie when his tail is destroying the buildings as he walks through Tokyo. I mean, that kind of energy does that. And so living life from that place was destroying my relationships and my joy and my health, which is a big one. But anyway, I figured out gossiping, it's our nature. Okay, everybody gossips. We trigger each other because we're all kind of wounded, and you can't trust anyone. If I look at the actions, if I look at people as with compassion, that's where I need to go, because it makes me stronger, and I can handle any kind of negative energy being thrown at me if my intentions are pure. And you know, there's nothing for me to obsess about. It's like I'm relaxed. But I was thinking you and I should do a 12-step program detoxing people from gossiping. Right? It's because it's like an infectious disease, and it infiltrates like families and relationships and friendships and especially business. And I'm just as guilty of it as everyone else. But one day I felt the full impact of it, and it was devastating. And I realized I've given all my power away. And that left me feeling empty and alone and angry. And when you give power away like that, you got serious power-hungry scavengers out to polish you off in this world. It's a tough world out there. So I would isolate and then create distance between myself and whoever my nemesis was at the time. And then they're always seen. That's what I recognized. They're always seen to be a nemesis. And then I became this victim, and it took away my power and my joy. So now when I hear myself blaming something outside of me, that's when I know Godzilla is about to come out, and I feel turbulence. I have to pause, and I have to say, okay, where is my listening? Is it coming from my wound, or is it coming from my heart? Because my heart can resolve issues, right? But an unchecked ego can demolish a city and worse. So, you know, that's what I've learned, and how I calm it. I meditate. I take Forrest Gump walks into nature. I hike a few miles up and down. I don't listen to music. I just get in touch with my body, my mind. I let that connect. And then being in nature is incredibly healing. And that's, you know, really in painting and writing and taking photographs, that's what does it for me. So I think maybe that's it for me. But let's see if our wonderful guest is on the line, and maybe she can share her insights about meditation.
Right, let me just see. I want to just see who the other caller is right now. Do we have time to do that, or you want to go to Dorothy now?
No, we need to go to Dorothy.
Okay, here we go. Dorothy?
It's so nice to be here with both of you. I'm listening to your conversation and enjoying it immensely.
Oh, we're so happy to have you here. This is our guest today, Dorothy Steinfeld, the Program Director for Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center in Haines Falls, New York. And she will be talking about Raj Yoga meditation. And we're just thrilled to have you here, Dorothy.
Yes, welcome,
okay,
Dorothy.
Okay, my thrill.
And I actually don't know if Kathy remembers, but her and I have been up to Peace Village together, and I just found it extraordinary, the work that you guys do up there. I just loved it. And it's so cheap, too. It's not expensive. I mean, it's a beautiful place. So I just wanted
right.
to let people
Thank you.
Know that.
Yes,
yeah.
it's
okay.
a very beautiful place. But Dorothy, let me ask you, because people are dealing with, like, heavy-duty unemployment, money issues, relationship troubles. Life is hitting us all pretty fast and furious with no reprieve. How can meditation help our day-to-day stress?
Well, meditation actually allows you to really cope with all these issues. And the way the world is going now, we see that it's even more important now to have some mechanism set up where we can cope. And so a lot of our tension naturally goes outward to these problems, to our job, to our relationships, our family, our mortgages, or things that are happening around us. And so all these external things pull us away from our inner core, and that's what we have to learn to do, is to go back to our inner core, because within that inner core is the promise, is the dream, is the answer to all the problems outside. We created all those problems because of the unrest that we have inside. But when we go back into the core of who we are and learn how to meditate, and meditate routinely, then the strength comes back into the self, and not only strength, the spiritual strength I'm talking about, but a clarity of thinking, so I go to the right place, and I do the right thing, and I say the right thing, and all prosperity starts to roll back on into me and around my relationships and my family and my community. And we see that the only way to really deal with all of that is to first go inward and become that power core of strength and love and peace and all these qualities that we're looking for outside, but it's all inside. And so, yeah, this is what we have to do with meditation.
That's perfect, because, I mean, we all think we have to have this or do this, or we don't have enough money, or we don't travel enough, or that's going to bring us happiness. But really, we have everything we need to have that happiness and joy. And it's such a great tool to, you know, center oneself to create. And you can create it every minute of every day, which is why I want to get to you to explain what Raj Yoga is, because I love this when I first learned how to do it. It's perfect for especially New York City folk.
Yes, especially for New York City folks. Well, Raja Yoga, the word Raja means highest or king of all yogas or all meditations. And so we consider that just the supreme connection. So there are two levels in Raja Yoga. First is understanding yourself as that spiritual being, the soul. So as the listeners are there listening, I would just like to tell them that I'm talking to you, the soul. I'm not talking to the ears. I'm not talking to the body. I'm not even talking to the brain. I'm talking to the soul who's listening. So we establish ourselves in this state of soul consciousness. After we've established ourselves in the state of soul consciousness, then we can go to a higher consciousness, which we call supreme consciousness, supreme soul, God, higher power. There's so many names we give that one. But we connect with that one, so we become colored by that company. We take the influence, the strength from that one. So basically that's what Raja Yoga is, but there is another element to it, which I love, and that is we meditate with our eyes open. And so many people
Yay.
Come to us and Yeah. They say, how can I meditate with my eyes open? I can't do that. And I said, yes, you can. You can. I said, stop now and just think of a time back in your life that you would like to remember for the next 5 seconds. Can you do that? Something that was pleasurable. Maybe it was a park you went to. Maybe it was your wedding day. Maybe it was your divorce day. I don't know. But something grand. Do that for the next 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm doing it less than 5 seconds because time is of the essence. But
yeah.
I bet you that 99% of you had your eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that when the eyes are open, we are actually more focused. We don't drift off into la-la land.
Mm-hmm.
We're really focused, and we can control the mind and really take lots of benefit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And you know, because I think... You know, my question was, you know, for those of us who find it difficult to focus or don't have a second of time to spare from, you know, our lives, how do we fit meditation in? But what you're saying, sister, is that, and what I love, this is something you can do on the subway because you can have your eyes open. You
right,
know, while
right.
on the subway to work. And I've actually done open eye meditation, and I find it really does center me because I'm taking in, I'm just feeling everything. I'm not looking at anything, but I'm looking, you know, I'm just kind of focusing on one thing ahead of myself, you know, in front of me. But you just include everything. You just feel so connected to everything.
Right, right. And not only do we feel so connected, but it really brings a higher element into my relationships. For example, if I have that consciousness when I'm talking with my boss who's yelling at me or my husband or the kids or whatever, it's bringing a higher element in the relationship, more clarity, more focus. And it's just so easy to do, like you said, even on the subway, on the bus, wherever we tend to be.
So can you give us some information about the retreats you offer at Peace Village so if our listeners are interested, they know where to go to look you up? And
sure, I would love to. We are in Haines Falls, and we're on the Internet. You can go to peace-village.org, but we have many kinds of retreats. We have retreats on transformational thinking. We had one this year. It was called The Energy of Money, and that was really interesting, and people really loved that. We have Inner Peace, Inner Power. We have Leading from the Heart, which is a self-managing leadership. We have Hope in the Healthcare. We have the Living Values Initiative. We have Family and Friends Retreat, where people can bring their whole family and special sessions for children of all ages. We have the Great Outdoors, in which we see how nature is combined with spirituality. We have Images and Voices of Hope, which you two may be really interested in this one. It is a retreat dealing with the media. And we also have, we just have so many. I'm trying to remember. We
There's
have
always something.
The Art of Living.
There's always something going on there. There's always something going on at Peace Village. And also, if everybody goes to the website, because there's meditation centers, you know, the Brahma Kumaris have meditation centers all over the world, but there's one in New York, there's one on Long Island. So if you tap into that website, you will be directed to go and you can learn how to meditate. And it's just, there's always something wonderful there for people to learn, and especially those that may be crunched with money right now. You know, I know that you guys always have a meditation class for free, so that's important for people to know. Sister Dorothy, I'm afraid we're running out of time. We could do a two-hour show with you, and I hope you will come back. Can you just take us through a brief, like, 30-second on-air meditation so people can get a feel for it?
I would love to.
And did you give out your website? Did we give out everyone the website to go to, Kathy?
Yes. I'm going to say
it
in a second. As soon as, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just sit relaxed. Allow yourself to sink into the seat. And just breathe in easily. And exhale just as easily. I'm talking to you, the spiritual being, the eternal point of peace, eternal beauty, I'm talking to the core of who you are. You've always been, you will always be. Go inside and just touch yourself and feel yourself and know who you are, a peaceful soul. I think that's probably my time limit, is it?
Oh, you're perfect.
Oh, that
thank
was fantastic.
So
that's been
thank
a joy
you,
to be with you both today.
Oh, it's
thank
been
you
our
so
joy.
Much.
We hope you'll come back. You can learn more about Peace Village by going to peace-village.org. It's a wonderful place with wonderful people and wonderful things to do.
And Kathy, Jane, blessings to both of you.
Oh, thank you.
You.
And we can't wait to have you back. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
All right. Om Shanti. Bye.
Om Shanti. Bye. Okay, so the phones are open, so please call in and tell us what activates your gazilla. Although after that meditation, Kathy, I don't think there's going to be any more gazillas left. Godzillas, I mean.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, you know, there's always one in the bunch, hopefully. So.
And share how you calm your beast within. So let's see who we have. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, unfortunately, our callers, obviously, they've got one that they wanted because they've left.
They've left. Oh, my goodness.
They've all left.
Okay.
We had a couple on there, and they've all left.
I know. I was so excited we had a couple of callers. All right. Well,
I
know. It was, you know, I'm glad that they got what they needed, and I guess she's amazing. And, yes, I did remember that we went up to Peace Village together, and
yeah.
They do have some wonderful programs. So I hope people will take advantage of that because it's really a great thing to do, especially when you need a break away. It's the perfect place to visit. So why don't we bring on Cosmo Girl?
Oh, Cosmo Girl! Yay! I'm so excited to hear what she has for us this week. And here she is.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, Cosmo Girl.
Yay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Everything's great. Good. What's cooking?
Well, what's cooking? Let's see. Well, my theme for today is meditate instead of medicate.
Oh,
very good.
Great. I love that.
I guess wow. I'm laughing at my own statement, but I thought that was so funny. It's amazing what words can do, and you know. So I said, oh my God, I'm going to use that. So anyway, that was great. And Jane, you're not alone when you mentioned earlier about, you know, how people don't own up to stuff. And as adults,
yeah.
It's so odd. I mean, kids, you know, they hide stuff. If they make a mistake, they get nervous. It must be how people are raised. And, like, if you make a mistake, maybe your parents will get mad at you. Maybe that's where it's from. I just don't get it either.
I don't get
really
it, yeah.
Weird.
It's a two-year-old conversation, actually.
Don't you
it think? Comes from all
it
the, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right, so I know.
Cooking.
All right,
Simon's
so
the world inside your
head is a very loud place, as we all know.
Mm.
Too much gossip in our head, you know, turns
yeah.
on.
Yeah, cooking,
and,
yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
I was actually reading a poem the other day, Dylan Thomas, and it was about the beast within. Isn't that weird? And then you're doing the Godzilla show. And he said, I hold a beast, an angel, and a madman in me. And blah, 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 my effort is their self-expression. So, it's you know, you really do need to work on calming the beast because the beast will come out whether you want it to or not. So I'm recommending two places in the city, and many more, but two today. They're in the middle of the hustle bustle. One is, believe it or not, St. Patrick's Church on 5th Avenue at 50th Street. When you hear the noises on the street and you hear all this, you know, city life, and then you walk in, all of a sudden all the sound disappears. Obviously somebody figured that out thousands of years ago when they started building temples and churches and so on. Because when you walk in, it's completely silent. You don't hear all the street noise.
Mm.
So that's really cool. And I just usually sit there and it feels this cool air rushes over you and the calm envelops you. And it, I liken it to taking a bath filled with holy water, rose water.
Mm. Wow.
So that's the first place, I swear. It's so true. It is completely quiet. And nobody's allowed to talk in there. So you just sit there and you look at the beautiful stained glass windows, and you don't have to be any religious background. You can just go in and sit. Nobody, bothers you. And it's cool. So in the summer, it's especially nice. And then the other place I recommend is this rather odd thought, but I was sitting there the other day and I said, oh my God, this is wonderful. It's a major respite from the madness of the city. It's the World Financial Center across from Ground Zero. It's this big glass building where all these businesses are that are part of the world financial scene. And I don't know anything that goes on in there except for the palm trees. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, Jane. I know you have. Kathy, have you been in?
Oh, yeah. I lived down there full time. I spent most of my time going up and down that pathway from the bottom of Manhattan up to George Washington Bridge.
So talk about opposites attracting. I mean, this big building relating to the financial world. And then the whole thing is so calm to me because, of course, I don't understand a bit of what they're talking about, so I don't even think about that part. It has gardens and water features and tables with umbrellas by the waterfront. And you can sit amongst the flowers, and you can go inside with the atrium that has the palm trees. And they have delicious food, and perhaps you'll even meet your next G-Hub there.
Does everyone know what a G-Hub is?
Now tell them, Jane, tell them.
Oh, it's a gay husband. I believe everyone needs to have a gay husband. I have a gay husband. And it's very important.
I don't know how Richard is going to feel about that statement, but I have to kind of wind this up because, believe it or not, 3 minutes are remaining in the show, and Cosmo Girl, those were amazing.
Amazing. And also, just to let everyone know, the picture is on the website of that wonderful picture that Cosmo Girl took of that beautiful place outside the financial.
Yeah, G-Hub you were referring to was some other person besides your husband, just so everybody's clear on that.
But I think that's another topic for a longer conversation, I think.
Right. And we will. I just have to mention that there is yoga. There is laughter yoga, which people should look into. It's hysterical. You're doing exercises and studies show it alleviates stress. It's just an amazing little world that, besides your typical yoga positions and your kind of yoga that you like to do, it's just a really great way to release. So I recommend laughter yoga. You can look it up online.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cosmo Girl.
We love you, Cosmo Girl.
All right.
Thank you.
Next week, talk again.
Tune in.
Next week.
Okay, we're on to next week now. Next week, tune in for Fear of the Moolah. It's a two-part series that will explore what it is about our thinking that stops us from making the moolah, money. Financial advisor Tabor Butler, is that how she pronounces her name?
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
Tabor Butler of the Butler Group is our special guest, and she will have useful tips on how to hire a financial advisor, investing, budgeting, all things to do with making money.
Fantastic show. So that sounds amazing. I can't wait for that. I really need that myself. So don't forget to join us next week. This show has been amazing, right?
Yes. I want to thank everybody. The callers, I'm sorry we didn't get to you. The show ran a little long. Cosmo Girl, thank you for those wonderful suggestions. And we really enjoyed being with you this week. And, be sure to tune in next week. Thank you, Queenie.
It was wonderful. Thank you, my love.
Dorothy's amazing. Okay.
Yeah. Speak to you next week.
Village.org. See you next week, or hear you next week, or listen to you next week. Bye.
Bye.